Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Greg Doucette was on Bradley Barton's podcast. And I only saw a clip, but he did. I don't think he made it famous because he's too new, but he's definitely one of the more popular guys that does Natty or Nots. Mm. And he did a Hormozy Natty or Not.
Mm-hmm.
And Hormozy claims. I saw it recently in a story, although I was confused. He posts like a bunch of pictures in a row.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and so he posts a bunch of pictures in a row of different years, and he had his audience like vote or comment or guess where he hopped on stuff,
yeah.
Even though he only claims he's on 75 migs of test, which is insanely low even for TRT levels.
Why would you do that?
Huh?
Why would you even do that?
Well, it's TRT.
I know, but that's low. I mean, that's probably... that's probably lower than you would than someone his age would normally be based on their natty status. Like if they
but it's extra.
No. It wipes out what you're currently doing. If you can't you can't take extra.
Yeah.
There's like no extra to it.
Yeah. But if he might be on other compounds obviously to help.
Maybe so, yeah.
But either way, it's on TRT. And I guess the interesting part of it all, because I don't really care, but the interesting part to me is that like the same people that promote TRT and how common and popular TRT is as a, which is testosterone replacement therapy for those that don't know, and they don't even use TRT anymore. People use the term HRT because they're on a bunch of stuff. It's not just testosterone. Yeah. So TRT is kind of obsolete. But either way, they promote it. They're signed with companies. There's labs everywhere. They, you know, lightweight debate or argue that it's healthy for you, with no sides and all this stuff. Like it's such a positive picture people paint, but then there's still like, they play their own devil's advocate that, oh, well, I'm not on that much, or I'm still natural, or I was natural up until I was this age, or I accomplished so much naturally. And then I did this, but that like is so illogical. Why are you like
backtracking?
Yeah, you're backtracking and you're like pedestaling that you were natural and got this jacked and then you hopped on. Well, if everything's so amazing natural, or you are so great natural, or you were, you know, why are we now hunting down HRTs?
I think too that whole, well, I maxed out my natty gains or whatever, takes an important element out of the equation, and that is time. Because the longer that you lift, the more muscularity you're going to attain. You might not necessarily some people get stronger, some people look better, some people get stronger and look better.
Yeah, it's impossible to max out anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally impossible to max out your genetic potential in anything.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, all impossible. Does it get much harder? Yeah, of course. Do the gains slow? Yes, of course. The rate in which you progress slows. But the other thing, too, they're just not competitors.
Right.
So, like, what are we maxing out or why? And then why are we justifying? Or is it the fact, and I didn't watch Doucette's whole video, but I wonder in the Hormozy case, or many that I know or have seen, I wonder if the case is actually you've been on the whole time, but there's more significant compounds used at a certain time,
yeah,
and that's when you'll just claim your TRT, like someone like Rogan, you know, like, yeah. Rogan was, and who knows, because some of his pictures in the 90s, he looked like he could be natural, you know, looked like he was maybe 180 pounds, trained a lot, but either way, you know, then he just like claims this one time, like, well, yeah, it's TRT. Or Dana White's hanging out with, was it Brecky, or whoever that guy is, what's his name, I think it's Brecky, and he's on some, you know, next level cold plunge, HRT, pH level, alkaline diet shit.
Yeah.
But he's insanely famous, and now all the celebrities are hanging out with him, you know? It just seems dangerous. It seems like dumb. It seems all purely marketing and money driven rather than like, and especially if you're like in the health field.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Hormozy's like lateral because he's like a business guy, but he clearly started and preaches all this health stuff. And again, I don't know what he's on or not on. And he looks healthy enough. He's about my age, and it's not like he looks like his eyes aren't yellow.
He's your age? He looks older.
Yeah.
He looks a good 10 years older.
Yeah, a little TRT will get you. And probably stress. I mean, you know, he's managing a couple $100 million companies. He's got more stress than me.
Did I see the other day that he's pivoting into purely business content?
That's what he said. And I mean, honestly, if I've followed him for probably 5-6 years now. His content's kind of been 80% business anyways.
Yeah.
He's not really giving like how-to workouts, although he'll throw a protein in, thing in. Yeah, I think one of the companies he acquired, he's actually like becoming the face of, where typically he wasn't. He was always kind of behind.
Yeah.
And it's a cool concept. It's cool. Not to run a fucking commercial for him, but it's like an educational Patreon, you know? So you'd run a course or you'd run a community there or Q&As and videos, and I think it has a lot of capabilities within it. And you can charge a monthly or some type of subscription to it or not. The concept's cool. And it's all about, yeah, education in different categories. So, yeah, I don't know. But the TRT thing just seems so, like, ironic and backwards. And
I mean, the reason to do TRT is if you're actually symptomatic of low testosterone.
Yeah. But then even that, like, if the symptoms are truly affecting your life. Like, to me, and not to sound like some, like, God evolutionary guy, but like there's probably also other reasons why we decline and stuff, you know what yeah. I mean, like I was even thinking about it the other day because Kid Cudi just snapped his ankle at a performance, and yeah, he was at Coachella, and he's 40 now, and I mean he popped off when I was in high school. He's just a little bit older than me, but he was in the hospital and did like a video like, thanks so much for the support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm 40, I can't do what I was doing when I was 26.
Yeah.
And I thought about my life. I'm like, yeah man, like I used to like roll around the ground, like I just didn't give a fuck. But now if I did that, I got hurt, and so right. there's probably a reason that we age
slow
has
down, yeah.
yeah there's these yeah. there's these ebbs and flows, and so there's probably, you know, I don't know, I'm not a fucking doctor, but there's got to be some reason why tests slightly goes down.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's only gone drastically down in America because we're so fat.
Because there's not enough hormone to go around.
If you stayed healthy from 20 to 60,
yeah,
your test is probably going to be decent. So we see this crazy decline in America and a crazy upswing of TRT use yeah. because we're so unhealthy.
And everybody says, oh, environmental factors. But I think that yeah. you're probably more on it than the environmental factor argument.
Yeah, sure, something in the environment will affect it, but that might not be a negative thing.
I just yesterday saw someone, you know, some influencer type, wannabe influencer type, going on about phytoestrogens. Phytoestrogens do not make a fucking difference at all. Yeah. Give it up. Like, everybody's got to find some fucking thing to complain about so they can, you know, raise their flag and get a bandwagon going, and, you know, it's...
Yeah, I wonder if they're, like, truly or even sipping their own, like, Kool-Aid.
Oh, I'm sure they probably are.
Really? Because I feel like some of them might not.
Yeah.
Because to grow in social media, you have to do something controversial. You have to make an opinion yeah. that people are going to go in your comments and go crazy about.
Yeah. Even if your opinion is that everybody else is full of shit, like, you know, like Lane.
Yeah. 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 I mean, but Lane's comments are just at, like, probably 40% negative, too.
Yeah.
Because they're the followers of whatever guy he's coming at.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
And that's how you have to win. So if guys see that, I mean, the Liver King's the perfect example, right? Like, I didn't fully check up on his whole story, but we followed it a little bit. And, like, it seems like he was very wealthy before this whole explosion.
Right.
A year ago. Talk about a quick fall off, too. That dude's career just died. But it looked like he was already wealthy.
Yeah.
So clearly whatever he did on the internet was fully calculated. Because people talked about him flying private jets and all this shit.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's talking about, you know, eating dirt.
Primal.
Yeah, yeah, being primal and fucking whatever. Semen retention or whatever he was into.
I don't know if he sunned his balls, but he looked like he did not ever get out of the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked like bacon.
Yeah, he was living in a forest. But that was clearly like a chosen marketing path.
Right.
And it worked, right? Because it's so extreme and it's so different. And he got fucking who knows how many thousands of people to try to eat raw whatever.
The testicles and shit.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. So I wonder how many of these people are fully calculated that way. Maybe not in the TRT side, but definitely in the phytoestrogen, broccoli is going to kill you side.
Seed oils, all yeah. that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And because you take a moderate approach and it just doesn't win. Like if someone asked me, I'd be like, yeah, seed oils, maybe we're going to try to find some cooler options, but it's not going to kill you.
Right.
And that doesn't get clicks.
No, nothing. We have chosen that path where no one really cares what we have to say because we're not leading a bandwagon. Something you said earlier about, like, you know, things declining as you age and that being like, maybe that's the natural order of things, like a body wisdom kind of deal. I'm experiencing that right now, not with an age related thing, but a thing. Cause I was telling everybody yesterday that I fell and cracked my head pretty good and have like kind of a mild post-concussion syndrome thing going on where I, by 3 o'clock every day, I want to go to bed. Like just like exhausted. And in reading about it, the theory is that like your body is telling you that your brain still needs to heal and needs to rest.
Sure. I mean, a flu, right? You're fucking tired.
Yeah,
you feel exactly. better laying down.
Exactly. I just noticed that I have like a little bit of a divot in my skull now. I don't know what that's.
Yeah, a little bash.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not real happy about that. I don't know what it's in the spot where the soreness is still. Like the lump went down within 24 hours, 95% in 24 hours. And, you know, just the last like 1% went down in the past couple of days. And that's when I noticed that. But like, I don't have a map of what the bumps on my head look like, you know, so I don't have any idea. I was a forceps baby, so my head's bumpy anyway.
Yeah, I think it's pretty malleable. There's a joke on the internet of streamers getting headphone dents.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they're wearing it for 10 hours a day. And then like... this dude Tim's bald and he showed it and he's got a fucking canal up there.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm sure it would go away if he stopped streaming for a month, but he streams every day. He's got this pad pressing down on his shit and he's all fucked.
I just need to go with these.
Yeah, true.
Custom IEMs, man.
Yeah. There's some gamers. Monitors. There's some gamers that use it. But then they got a headphone on their or they got mics on their headphones.
Oh. Yeah.
They need the whole system.
Yeah, they just lob mic at their neck or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It anyway, I'm not dealing from a full deck currently. I'm still very tired and I have like many miles to go before I sleep today. And it's like I still have to do the like fucking sales tax return, which is like, you know, my dad used to say you're like a, not to me personally, but the person is like a goose because they wake up in a brand new world every day. They don't remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, groundhoggy.
That's how I feel about doing the sales tax return because it never seems like it works. It's the same way every time.
Yeah. I feel like all that shit because it doesn't. I mean, sales tax maybe slightly more, but like laws change every fucking quarter. Yeah. It all sucks.
We personally got a federal tax rebate, you know, for whatever reason. Like, and I had to pay a ton and I don't know why I got money back. It wasn't much, but it was like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like what? And I mean,
yeah, they
we
don't
have
explain
CPA it that does this stuff. Who understands what's going on? Why is this? I don't know.
The whole memes always go around in like March, April, where we say like, government, you owe us 50%, and you know, client or you. Mm. Okay, well, is that about this number? Nope, we know exactly how much number, but you're going to have to figure it out.
You have to figure it out.
And they're like,
all
right, well, I'll pay this much. Like, wrong, going to jail, you know? Like, it is just so silly that they have an amount, you know? Like, and obviously there's write-offs and things that they don't have the knowledge of, but it just, it seems like such a flawed system.
Yeah, the basic return, like, within a year or so, you're not going to have to file for, if you have an uncomplicated, they'll just file it for you.
Yeah, a little... regular W-2 life.
Yeah.
I wonder what the percentage of people like that now, though, is, too. Because, like, the stay-at-home stuff and COVID and, like, side hustling becoming, like, so popular.
Yeah.
I think it's more rare. You know, the 90s, I'd argue, is probably 90% or more, right? Everyone's W-2'd up, but now it seems very popular to...
Yeah, lots of 1099s these
days. Yeah, to do shit.
Yeah.
Or try to do shit.
Yeah. Well, something that you were sort of hinting at before is a rabbit hole I've been down a little bit this week and also since I got here today. We're talking about physical appearance and how that drives things. And wife and I were just watching this series. It was on Peacock, but it's a UK series, and then it's also on one of the other services. And without like saying what it is or spoiling it or whatever, there's a woman in a high stakes job, like, you know, actual danger kind of job, and she has a boyfriend who works in the same in the same area.
Yeah.
And
like M6 or something, what's it called?
MI6.
Yeah.
This is this I'll just it's bombs. It's like bomb disposal, but yeah. on the civilian side, not military.
Like cops,
yeah. And, you know, relationship, nobody's supposed to know about it, and they finally decide to come forward with it. And then something terrible happens to her partner and her work partner. And she's distraught or whatever, and this other guy just kind of comes into her life. And the way he's painted, like, you really like him. Like, she obviously does, too. She's confused because she's got this boyfriend, but the way he's presented, you're just like, wow, this is a really, you know, cool guy and maybe a better relationship. And this other guy that's shown some, like, kind of jerky controlling tendencies, you know, not bad, but bad enough that you wonder if there's, like, yeah. more under the surface or whatever. But this guy is kind of open-faced, you know? Like, you look in his face, and it's like, it's interesting, but at the same time, you don't feel, it's not threatening in any way, and it feels like somebody that you'd want to talk to. And he's not a big guy, but he's muscular, somewhat physically imposing, but not scary.
Yeah.
You know? And all of that is just a deke, you know? It's because he turns out to be the bad guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're dating, it's such a different thing. Like, that's the grass is greener mentality, right? Because you know the depths of one person, yeah. and you see the surface of another. And on the surface, every human looks better than... Because we're all flawed.
Right.
You know the depths of anybody. Of course, someone on surface level is going to be greater.
And
so you don't see the bad yet. You know, you don't see the annoying yet. You don't see the whatever.
And we do judge people based on appearance. And
100%.
I think that there is more, you know, in our industry, there's even more of a bent to whether a person is intended to be an authority figure or whatever. I think it's worse if they're intended to be an authority figure, but if you just meet them and they have a certain physical presence to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we tend to check that box and say, oh, that person's probably okay.
Yeah. I don't know if there's been any updated stuff, but I know there's been a million studies on, like, equal resumes and equal interviews. The better looking person's going to get the job or end up getting paid more over a lifetime or whatever. And to me, it's a duh. Like, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. Like, that's human nature. Like, you go to the pound to get two dogs, and they're both very sweet and running up to you, wagging their tail, but one's scruffy as shit,
yeah.
and one's hella cute with no fucking...
No flaws.
Yeah, no, like, hair falling out and shit, tongues hanging out. You're going to grab the cute one. Like, duh. You know? All things being equal.
Right. However, that is not always the best choice. In fact, it is sometimes exactly the wrong choice. I looked at three different...
Not all things being equal, you're saying.
Well...
Because not all things being equal, I see it's impossible. It's not the best choice.
No, I mean, no.
The surface.
You're talking about, you can't know if all things are equal.
Well, you would in, like, a job situation as much as you could with an interview and resume or whatever.
Yeah, even though...
That's all the studies I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about the don't judge a book by its cover.
I'm talking about the don't judge a book by a cover and just, like there are reasons not to.
Sure. There was a funny meme I saw. The guy said, like, don't judge a book by its cover, and then it's like the... person who just spent 100 hours making the cover, like drawing the perfect marketing
right.
cover.
You're
like,
right.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Thousands yeah. of dollars.
Yeah. And I think that there's a gnat. That's fun. Yeah, I think the cover is, you know, I mean, cover is cover, right? I mean, it's not the substance. There's an article I was looking at from last year in Psychology Today about how people judge on personality traits based on facial characteristics. And there isn't any reliability there at all.
Yeah.
Basically, if you have a, you know, kind of open, sociable face, you look approachable or whatever.
Yeah.
People are going to like you more, but it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, you're better.
That you're better in sure. any way at all.
But yeah, the book by its cover is like there's layers to it, right? There's like pure looks or you observing someone moving through the world. But then there's obviously, yeah, how they communicate with you on first appearance or first introduction.
Right.
Which is maybe a little bit more telling, but like the dating situation in the movie, like none of it's telling until you have someone depth, obviously.
Right.
That's where you just walk around hating everybody.
Yeah, the one that's always gotten me is the height thing.
Yeah, over 6 foot.
6 foot and over. Yeah, this particular study that was done by the Journal of Applied Psychology says that someone who is 6 feet tall earns on average about $166,000 more during a 30-year career than someone who is 5 feet five.
They say there's no man on earth that's 5'11".
Yeah, there isn't. No. How would there be? Why would there be, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Fuck me, then.
Yeah, you're either 6 foot or 5'9", bro. You're 6 foot or 5'9".
Call me 6 foot. Yeah, call me 6 foot.
You got to be.
We'll put that on your rookie card.
The opposite of the good looking or the 6 foot thing is a lot of comedians talk about they think they're the only job that doesn't work. I wonder if they had to run a study on that. Because they say like, oh, you got to be like fat and ugly. You know, like that's part of the shtick.
Yeah, I just saw John Mulaney. He's not short.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Yeah, maybe not short, but fat and ugly.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's been guys that have gone through transformations and they're still funny, or rappers that have gotten jacked and they're still, obviously, like, it looks fine. Or the opposite, like 50 Cent got fat. Everyone still likes him.
Well, what was the guy who was so fat?
Comedian?
Little Ralphie?
Yeah, he died, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he died. Ralphie May.
Ralphie May, yeah.
Yeah, Ralphie May. I think he died. Yeah, and then, the two Latin guys, the one who stole everybody's shit, Mencia?
Yeah.
Mencia was large. And then who's the other one that people do like, though? Fluffy? Is that Mencia? That's a different one, right? That's not Mencia.
No.
Mencia got, like, beat up. Yeah, what is that other guy's name?
Fuck. It's, like, right on the top of my head.
But all of them are, like, pretty average. But who's the guy from Hitch? He lost a bunch of weight. He's still killing it. The white dude?
Hitch.
King of the Hill? Is it King of the Hill or King of Queens? King of Queens.
Kevin James.
He lost a bunch of weight, got kind of jacked. People still like him.
Yeah.
He had a stand-up recently that wasn't that bad.
I saw a picture of Kreischer the other day that looked pretty good, but I don't know when it was from.
Yeah. No, those guys look great. Tom Segura got really healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, TRT or what, but his face looks healthier. He lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah. I think that, with comedians, it's almost always true that your childhood can't have been healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, mentally. Yeah, the mental health part isn't there.
This whole psychological thing around that.
That's for sure.
Yeah. If you have a problematic childhood, it increases your chances exponentially of being funny, I guess, because that's how you dealt with stuff.
Yeah. Or like Theo Vaughn. Like, he's not jacked, but he's like a good-looking cat.
Yeah.
You know, normal body, healthy enough.
If you, he's got a trailer look about him.
Yeah. However, I mean, that's like his shtick.
Yeah.
Because he was on MTV before that. He didn't have an accent, really.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that, but yeah. I believe it. This is the biggest correlation between height and salary appeared to be in sales and management positions, which I understand.
Forward-facing.
Because,
sure.
I mean, unless you develop a business relationship with a salesperson, you've got, you know, this amount of time.
For sure.
To make a decision.
Well, that's where, like,
somebody you're going
to
go with.
Yeah, people talk about being, like, appearance being shallow and shit, but I'm like, I don't know. It just, like, means so much to the world. Like, we're social creatures. Like,
yeah.
For you to put your worst foot forward makes no sense. Like, why wouldn't you want to put your best foot forward in every situation?
What if your best foot ain't that good, though? I mean, that's.
But you still got to do your best. Your best attempt is better than not attempt, than no attempt.
Yeah, no attempt, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, obviously, not everyone's going to be fucking Brad Pitt or some shit.
I remember our older son, one of his teachers wouldn't allow kids to wear sweats to school, like sweatpants to school, because it was lazy and it looked like they were giving up, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Waldorf, we were fucking wearing. Everyone was wearing pajamas and shit. We didn't give a fuck.
I'm sure, yeah. It was the same thing with Sam.
We didn't give a fuck.
Even though his was, you know, Waldorf light, it was still.
Yeah, I do think there's, merit to that. Fucking trying to, just look your best, especially, money-wise or any forward-facing thing or any kind of social job. You know, if you're a back-end programmer or engineer, I bet the numbers do look different, right? If your work is purely based on what you do on a computer by yourself in a dark corner. You know, look at Zuckerberg, you know? Like, he literally looked like Gollum up until like 3 months ago.
Have you seen the latest picture of him?
Yeah, I saw him live at the UFC. He looks crazy. He looks like Justin Timberlake.
He does. He looked like he just cloned Justin.
I don't know what they're talking
Timberlake
about.
Onto his face.
Yeah, he's got that foreskin fucking, you know, heard of the foreskin cream?
No.
It's the foreskin cream. Google it. Google it, kids. There's some like foreskin. It was a the funniest clip is Steve Harvey because he just doesn't give a fuck and he's live, you know. And,
yeah.
And there's some like makeup lady. You ever watch shows like that, Sebastian? You might be too young.
No,
yeah.
I've seen
you know, just like random companies show up and do shit. So this lady's like showing him the cream. She rubs on his hands. Like, yeah, it's gonna get all the wrinkles. And he starts joking. He's like, oh my god, I got no wrinkles on my palm and whatever. He's joking. And then she starts talking about like, yeah, this is Oprah's formulation or something. It's from baby foreskins.
Oh my lord.
And he starts freaking the fuck out. He said, you're never coming back to my show. And he like starts to do it like jokingly, but it's still just so wild. I'm like, geez.
That is weird.
Yeah. I mean, the conspiracies go crazy deep on stuff like that, but that's literally just on ABC clip. And it's some lady trying to sell the makeup, so clearly she's not lying. Like, that's not a lie you would turn up. That's a lie you would turn down.
I don't know if it's because of things I looked at or because the social media algorithm seemed to know my age or whatever, but I get the under-eye cream shit all the time.
Yeah, or surgeries.
All those, and the hair coloring shit for men constantly.
Yeah.
And I've started getting the toupee ones. Now, that's not anything, the direction I would ever go. Sorry.
Toupees seem a little obsolete, right?
Well, they do, except that the way they do them, they look pretty legit. Yeah, I mean, and they're, I mean, little kids who are in fires and shit like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
You know, or they have some disease or people get like, or whatever.
Yeah, hair tattoos or plugs. Like, obviously, toupee's cheaper, but it seems like there's a billion options now. And hair as a guy is just like the last thing I'm worried about. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just fucking shave it or who cares? Everyone goes bald.
I think, I don't know, it just depends. I don't want to lose any more than I currently have. This is why I'm bathing. I've been 10 years bathing in Costco Rogaine. But
yeah. You're with the, what's the roller? Derma roller?
Derma roller. I've done that and it actually does work.
Yeah,
it's
there's
just
a little science behind it. Yeah, I'm sure. And I think you're supposed to like ramp yourself up, like in terms of how sharp it is and like there's like different levels of prick.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, you can get different lengths. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think you're supposed to start like surface level, then you dig it into whatever stimulates some follicle.
And then you get to a maintenance level where you don't do it quite as much. Yeah. But yeah, you do have to work up to it because it's uncomfortable. It's
I'm sure.
Like, make it stop. The first couple of times you do it, it's terrible. And then you develop a rhythm with it, and then it gets old.
Yeah, I'm sure. You've never tried, but I've seen, read about it. But yeah, Zuckerberg's transformation is crazy. I don't know what he... Got to be something.
Well, when you have all the money in the world...
Well, that's what they show.
He could be eating baby foreskins for all we know.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the conspiracies head. That's what conspiracies go to some weird spots. They talk about like children's blood transfusions and shit.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if you watched Silicon Valley.
No, but I know about it.
Yeah, one of the asshole CEO characters in it, like super personally obsessed, based on everybody, you know,
every CEO.
Yeah, not just one, but a bunch of them. But literally has a blood boy.
Yeah, I mean, all those jokes, like they got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, no, I think that at the very least there is a there's a long term. Rumor conspiracy about the blood boys.
Yeah, I heard the foreskin stuff too for a long time, but then I saw that clip last week and I was like, oh well, conspiracy fucking stamped up. Like like there's no way this lady's going on national television saying that like on accident.
Placenta stuff I understand. Foreskin, it's a little confusing to me.
I don't know about any of it. I don't want placenta tea and I don't want fucking
Well, theoretically with placenta, it's that there are stem cells.
Yeah, there's healing.
Yeah.
Still, I'm not drinking a placenta tea. That was very Waldorf, too. Or they bury the placenta in the backyard or some shit for good luck. I don't know, man.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. The world's crazy. All just to look good.
Oh, my God. This stuff is not cheap.
But Zuckerberg looked crazy. Like, he literally looked like Gollum into, like, kind of handsome and normal.
Yes, IS, Clinical Youth Intensive Cream, Anti-Aging Firming Face Cream, came up when I
said, yeah,
maybe that's not the one that,
no,
but
I'm sure there's
$235.
Yeah, I mean, how many foreskins are there? It's not that popular to chop them off anymore.
Baby foreskin being used in beauty products is nothing new. In fact, the active ingredient in an Oprah-touted skin cream from Skin Medica uses foreskin fibroblasts that are used to grow and cultivate new cells.
Yeah, the fuck?
Just one foreskin is said to be able to grow these cells for decades.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I think my cock is pretty special. I don't know if it's all that special.
That's a level of special that...
That's wild. Yeah, what's so special? I mean, like the same like stuff they talk about, like lizard tails, whatever stem cells are going in there, right? And yeah, whether it's a comic book or real life and fucking Boston College lab or some shit, they're trying to figure out what makes those things grow back. Like there probably is something magic there, but yeah, like what does your foreskin do? It doesn't grow back.
No, it doesn't grow
and
back.
And who's the first to do that? Like, that's a sick fuck. It's already sick to hear about a little bit, right? Because, like, where are you getting it? Like, that's all weird. But, like, the very first person to do that is the sickest fuck to ever walk the planet.
Okay, this is really weird. This is this guy's face before and after.
Yeah, it's probably Zuckerberg.
It's not... The one on the left is the foreskin one. See, it's red.
Yeah, yeah. He got rid of rosacea. It made him close his eye.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, it gave him...
It gave him the red skin.
And an eye back?
And an eye back, yeah. I don't know why he had his eye closed.
Yeah, why would you close one eye?
I'm not sure. Maybe, like, I don't know. When he took the before picture, he thought closing his eye was the right thing to do.
He had to show, like, wrinkles in his eyelid or something.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Well, then I would have closed his...
Both, right?
Both, yeah. Either both ways, or I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, the beauty, or like the, now they'll probably call it some kind of, you know, fountain of youth industry, has to be trillions of dollars and only getting more. Because I think we're, you know, with the internet, like just the invention, I was listening to, I forgot the guy's name. It was just months ago, but he's on, he basically has books on how social media is fucking people up, especially this generation. And it does seem like the front facing camera is like the ego inflator. Like that ruined it all, right? Because like cameras have been around forever. And like normally, like if you think about it like philosophically or like what it's doing, like it is cool. You're capturing a moment. You're capturing a friend. You're capturing these events for memories for later. But as soon as you go front-facing camera,
mm-hmm,
which is probably, if we measured the use of everyone's cell phone in America, has to be over 50% front versus normal.
Well, influencer, it's 100%.
I think, that's the issue. And that literally just drives like the root of what we're trying to share, why, what we're obsessed with.
Right.
Right? Like if you're a photographer back in the day, it's because you love birds and you're fucking shooting these birds and you're shooting these bears or you're shooting cars or you're doing whatever, right? Now you're front facing, like what do you love? You only love one thing, you sick little fuck. You know? It's fucked. It's fucked. When I run for president, I'm fucking making front-facing cameras illegal.
Banning them.
Why not? You got to get creative. You're going to use that back one to take a selfie. At least you got to get creative for it, you know? And like filming yourself, I don't think there's an issue, but there's a much different thing too. Like tripoding, like filming yourself doing an activity, lifting. There's a much different vibe to that than fucking snapping pictures of your face all by your damn self. And how many these motherfuckers taking 100 per session to post one, like that's not good mentally.
Yeah,
it's only driving up whatever the stats we got going on.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. People are gonna do what they're gonna do, but
not if it's illegal. They're not. I'm stripping that shit.
Oh, and people stopped doing things when they were illegal.
No, but
I noticed that. Did you notice that, Seabass? No.
I think if you ban front facing cameras, because you go straight to the factory.
Yeah,
it's doable.
Then somebody's going to sell an attachment that sticks on the bottom of your phone.
For sure.
Feeds the
It's image a mirror. And, yeah, it's a mirror. Yeah. Like those spy glasses.
Yeah. That's the reverse-ness is always weird, too, I think.
Yeah.
They're
same with Zoom and shit.
I don't know. They probably still sell them, but, you know, like every image you see of yourself that's not a picture is reversed. And they used to sell, and maybe they still do, mirrors that fix that.
Yeah. Or there's apps that will do that or make like your face a direct mirror of itself and you look like a different human.
Yeah. One way or the other. Your face is asymmetrical just by design.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which leads to the other studies of like that all humans do agree on a beauty standard. Like symmetrical is more attractive to every human ever. Like that, we all, they've done billions of surveys on different faces and facial structures. Like, that's why I think there is something to it, like to look and be your best, because we are social creatures and we live so much by what we see, you know, at least in like whatever this reality is.
Mm-hmm. So the sort of last one has to do with that I picked up was from UC Berkeley School of Business, and that has to do with muscularity, and yes, there is a point at which you can become so muscular that it turns on you, so people think that you are of lower intelligence or lower capability.
Yeah, the meathead.
You're a meathead.
Yeah, the meathead situation. Or all jocks, right? Even in like 90s sitcoms, they portrayed that stereotype where every jock was just like the funny, nice guy, but he's dumb as shit, failing class, missing the big game. That's in every fucking sports movie ever.
Yeah, they're all, what's the character from Goonies? The really big.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, the oaf.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But I think statistically, that's actually incorrect, at least in America. I think like by like stats, a lot of people that had extracurriculars in sports actually had better grades in the public school system.
Well, the eligibility will certainly.
But yeah, you have to. But even still, like there's a level to intelligence to play sports.
Yeah, you need to be able to understand the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're like memorizing plays,
yeah,
situational awareness. Like there's a lot, like you can't be a dumb oaf.
And that's, you know,
we're like the skateboard kids are probably the dumb oafs.
Yeah. The one that always surprises me is that it's hard to find a an NFL quarterback who is not in any way good looking.
Yeah, they're handsome cats. And they're all smart as shit.
Yeah.
They got to take whatever test to get in. I forgot what it's called, but the fucking quarterback SATs.
Yeah.
We should take that sometime. Me and Kyle tried to do it one time, but it was loud in here, and we were doing it while the music was blaring, and it's like timed, and you're freaking out because the music's loud. I just couldn't think. Yeah, what is that test called? I forgot what it's called.
Here, we'll find out.
But it's basically, yeah, IQ-ish test. I think other athletes in other sports do it too, but it's known for like quarterbacks.
The Wunderlic.
Yeah, the Wunderlic. Yeah, the Wunderlic. A lot of just like problem solving, which sports is, which you could argue, yeah, is IQ, but IQ is kind of a weird Western metric on based on random things you're taught in public school, even though it's supposed to like calculate your brains.
Yeah. We're going to dump into my rant for a second here about how the American educational system doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes, yeah, it's just set up. It's set up because we need people to work 9-to-5s.
Yeah, you know, it's more, but I don't know. We could easily use a, you know, like the British system or whatever, so you're kind of done after your sophomore year.
Yeah, I think and most places, Sweden, Switzerland, they're all like that.
Yeah, and then after that you go on to you go into a vocational thing or you go to a higher education situation or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You know, yeah, especially since so much of college and so much of GE in high school just fucking overlap.
Sixth form, you know.
Yeah.
It just makes so much more sense than what we're doing here.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. And it hasn't been changed in
100
years.
Forever.
Yeah, 100 years.
And the problem too is that when we try to do incremental changes, sometimes we do dumb ones. And then there's always a lot of resistance to whatever incremental change we try to implement.
No, it'd have to be a full revamp, and that's just not going to happen.
No.
It's just too much. So you'd have to shut the whole bitch down probably for a year or two to write the new shit and figure it out. And yeah, they show like pictures of classrooms in 1950. They look identical to classrooms in 2024.
Yeah.
Just bland jails, book jails, or textbook jails.
Textbook jails.
Just tiled ceilings, shitty desks.
Yeah, and so much of it is about conforming behavior.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. Yeah, because your parents were working 9-to-5, they're gonna shove you there. Homework's an absolutely dumbest concept ever. You're taking a kid who's made to move and run and think and learn and fall and fail and learn, and they're gonna sit in a desk for 8 hours, and then you're gonna send them home with 3 more hours of bullshit to do.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it makes zero sense. Literally makes zero sense. Or do the opposite. Like, you're in class 3 days a week, and then you got homework 2 days. All right, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Those 2 days, I'm not sitting at a desk for 8 hours. Then they wonder why ADHD's up fucking 1,000% in the last 30 years.
Yeah, I really wonder about about ADHD as a phenomenon.
Yeah, because some people don't believe it's a thing.
I can't say that I don't think it's a thing, but I think that it people can have symptoms of ADHD without having ADHD.
Yeah,
I think you can have difficulty focusing without being a full on ADHD person, or like just the opposite. You have like laser focus to the extent that you're like monomaniacal about a particular thing, and also not be ADHD or on the spectrum or whatever.
I just think
it's just so easy to label people.
Of course. Psych it's kind of always been that way, right?
It justifies
it's just not that black and white.
It justifies your existence as a health professional or mental health professional or whatever to be able to label something.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, to fix a problem, you do kind of need an issue. So for like any industry to start, right? Contractor can't start a project till he establishes the issue. So if they think mental health issues obviously are real at some capacity.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to find an issue to be able to solve an issue or build a plan to. Yeah, it's complicated.
Solution in search of a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, some of that same podcast where this guy's talking about social media ruining the world dabbles in some of that, where it's become so popular online about talking about mental health that it's like the only way people identify, right? If you identify as a fucking autistic ADHD haver,
yeah,
and that's how you're going to walk through life. Like, you're never going to get over those things. You're never going to conquer them. You're never going to be able to like find your way through. Yeah, I mean, the first time, I mean, I kind of maybe thought I had ADHD. I don't know. I didn't really think about it that much. Like, Waldorf doesn't talk about it as much as I feel like public schools. And it was kind of like my generation that came up with, it's been the last 30 years. But first time like a therapist like brought it up, I was like 28.
So, really?
Yeah. So like I never like identified and said, man, I can't study because I have ADHD. I just in my head, I'm like, well, I don't really like reading.
Yeah.
Because I don't. It's like just hard to sit down and just like read a book. But then opposite of that, like I just fucking crushed class. I would just pay attention to class, never did homework or studied, and I got a fucking almost a 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all these kids that just identify with that, of course you're going to be fucked.
Yeah, differences in learning styles shouldn't be considered a disease,
Yeah, but they kind of do. And then people run their whole life with it. But then the truth, too, to that, like, okay, that's fine and dandy, and I'm not saying that we aren't different, but all right, you need extra time on your test, or you only have to do 70% of the questions, or whatever the fuck's going on. Like, all right, well, now you got a job. Are we going to, you're only expected to do 70% of the work, or to take twice as long? Like, no, like, I have empathy for people and how they're figuring it out, but like, life doesn't have, carpool lanes and shit. Like, you just got to figure it out.
Yeah, I think that there's a personal responsibility component that kind of gets de-emphasized in terms of figuring out how you perform your best.
Yeah. Well, and that's where the whole revamp of the school system would work. Because then by 15, you know that you don't like books. So then you go learn to be an electrician.
Yeah.
Now you never need a book again. You learn from somebody, you learn the X's and O's, and you just work. And then you love reading at 15. All right, you go to academia and you can go on to more school or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems simple. Obviously, there's just so many fucking kids. And there's so much school. And America's so big. To make any changes just seems so hard. But on like a local level, you could probably do it pretty quick if you wanted.
Yeah.
You know, like per county, they could probably revamp some shit. But there's just too much red tape.
It's teachers unions.
Yeah, and everything.
Stuff like that.
Right? And just, then the funding's not coming from, it's coming from the governments. You're going to have to pass it off through the state and then through the feds. And yeah, it's all annoying. But the truth is, just get good looking and over 6 feet tall.
There you go. Yeah, if you can just manipulate your genetics so that you're good looking and muscular and over 6 feet tall,
you're
bound to succeed.
I've got to like debates and arguments about that, but there's just no situation I can think of, again, all things being equal, that looking your best and how you present yourself to someone speaking, whatever, the best is bad.
Well, and I've talked about this a million times before, I'm sure, but like there are cities in which, 70, 80, 90% of the people that you see look very put together regardless of what their other stuff is. They present themselves in a particular way regardless of what the building blocks are working with, you know?
Yeah, and I just don't think there's a negative. Like, no, you could argue like the large societal negative mm-hmm. of shallow behavior. But I'm not really talking about that. But yeah, you just always win. Like if you're the best golfer in the world or top five and you're a good looking dude, you're going to make more money. Is Nike going to want to run a commercial with you or the fat, ugly guy?
Yeah, it's always going to be.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. And or you're hiring someone. You want to like hire the equally qualified guy that doesn't shower?
Yeah.
You want the stinky guy in your office?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The guy that fucking burps and brings in fucking McDonald's every day? Or you want the, yeah, clean cut guy with the same resume? Of course, you're going to head that way. Like some of it's just logical. What do you want to be around? Or what do you want to fucking stare at all day? You know?
That is unfortunate and absolutely true.
Yeah. You're at a desk. You're at an office. You got to talk to them. Like, I want to talk to someone who's like fun to talk to or whatever, funny. You don't want to talk to the guy that's fucking, yeah, fat eating McDonald's all day. That guy sucks.
Yeah.
He's not going to help. He's not going to help the situation.
No. Just as a side note about solutions and search of a problem, I bought just because I was curious about it and I happened upon it, plant-based, like 100% plant-based Reese's peanut butter cups.
Interesting. That's not that weird, right?
Well, I don't understand what
gelatin,
not plant,
probably
maybe
some
the
kind
gelatin.
Of gelatin. Yeah.
So it's
that's horse nuts and horse hooves.
It's well, yes, I guess oatmeal. It's oatmeal-based chocolate.
What's wrong with cocoa? Oh, I guess the milk? The milk's the issue. If you're going plant-based.
Maybe,
and
milk-based, I guess.
So it's
yeah.
vegan rather than vegetarian. Because a Reese's has to be like vegetarian-ish.
You would think.
Yeah, but you probably got a vegan-ass one. So the dairy
yeah,
to make the chocolate.
100% plant-based.
Yeah. It probably tastes fine.
It tastes very oaty.
Oh, really?
Very oaty.
Some people, they say they prefer that. That's like such a California joke to get like oat milk latte versus like a regular latte.
Yeah.
You know, you go to like Cleveland and ask for that, they're going to laugh at you.
Oat milk is thin.
Yeah. I don't.
It's super thin. It's like water.
I don't know why they like that more. I definitely don't like it more in like my cereal and shit. I would just do that to cut calories. But
yeah.
Like I've done oat milk or lactate free milk or whatever. Lactate.
Soy milk is just. Vanilla soy milk is fucking great.
Yeah. All that I would do to like cut calories, but I would never say I like prefer it. Like, I'm not going to reject a regular latte.
No.
You know?
No. I could, like, we spent a few weeks in Canada last year, and I could not find my favorite soy milk. So I got oat milk, and it was okay on cereal, but I wouldn't want it, like, any, I wouldn't drink a glass of it.
Yeah, I mean.
My life depended
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, or almond milk. I'm not a huge
almond
fan.
Milk tastes like ass. Yeah. I don't understand yeah. how anybody can
yeah, it's
can
only
do
when
it.
I have to. Or to make it taste good, they have to sweeten the fuck out of it.
Right.
Right? And then just go drink milk. And I understand if you're lactose. But even Fairlife, I think, is basically lactose-free. Yeah. They process the fuck out that thing. I don't yeah. know. Or just to avoid it. It's not that hard to avoid milk.
No,
se,
it's not that hard.
If you got to shit yourself. And I get cheeses places and stuff, but yeah, or take a little lactate pill. I don't know. On Reese's, I randomly discovered. I didn't randomly discover it. I think I was remembered. Or maybe I just made a harsher opinion. I think Reese's Pieces are the best.
I think that peanut butter M&M's are the best.
Peanut butter M&M's are really good. Those are like crunchy, crunchy, though. It's like a slightly different category. I guess of the Reese's, I think the peanut butter in a Pieces is better than a cup.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah, I just fell in love. Maybe they're more addicting. Maybe it's not even better.
Yeah, it could be that they're more addicting.
Yeah, like the crunch, the chocolate's pretty good. I put them, I've been buying them to put in my Ninja Creamy at night. Because like the Ninja Creamies are good, but like even regular ice cream, like I can't just have like
flavor.
Yeah, I can't have like regular ice cream. You know, I need like a texture change or a slight flavor change. Like I don't want just a bowl full of vanilla. Even if it's the best vanilla in the world, it's just like, eh.
I like vanilla if it's good vanilla.
Yeah.
I can have it by itself, but I prefer a little chocolate, a little
yeah.
nut quality
yeah, something.
Somehow.
Yeah, something to chew on.
Peanut butter or
right.
peanuts or
vanilla is like
almonds
the
or,
best base for life. Right? You put anything in that thing, it's going to taste delicious.
Yeah, my favorite ice cream ever is Haagen-Dazs almond Swiss vanilla.
Yeah.
Just
you need a hint of something.
Very milky, just awesome.
Yeah, super shit like awesome. That. So I've been putting Reese's Pieces in there. And yeah, they're life-changing. I don't
yeah.
know why. Maybe because I just didn't need them a lot. Because normally you get like a fucking cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know about vegan ones, though.
Yeah, I don't know. The cups are all I've ever seen. So.
And there's no way the market's that big. That's got to be like... That's got to be a fucking soy milk push from the lobbyists or something. Like, there's just no way that many folks are Googling, man, I want a Reese's, but is it vegan?
Yeah. That's,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's got to be 1%.
Yeah, I got to ask. I have to ask Google about who, where these come from. I did, and it was like $2.50, which seems, I don't know.
I think that's good. I think bars are fucking like $4 now. I don't even know. Me and Sebas are talking about doing a YouTube video on a week of vegan.
Mm.
But like the issue is I kind of like need a vegan leader. Because like if I'm going to do it myself, I'll probably just eat salads all day.
Nick.
Oh, true.
Nick's, yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
You'll probably that'd be hysterical.
Yeah, that would be good. He could just like give me some ideas. Because I don't, you know, you want to go into it and eat like a vegan would.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I'd follow the rules, but again, I'm just going to eat broccoli all day or something, you know? Like,
yeah, like no protein.
Yeah, nothing. Or pasta or whatever. Like, yeah, he probably has like some creative ass shit.
Go to Burger Patch.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do that. Toss, Nick.
Wait till, I don't like Burger Patch that much, but wait till they do Burrito Patch. Burrito Patch. Well, yeah. Actually, they do. You can do Burrito Patch's takeaway and delivery. It's very good.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm 7 days in and I have that burger on like day 5, it'll probably taste good.
Probably.
Right? If I had it on day 1, I just had meat yesterday. Yeah. It's not going to taste good. But if I had about 5 days in of just eating fucking iceberg broccoli. Lettuce, yeah. Yeah, it'll probably taste pretty good.
Oh, so they have plant-based oats, chocolate, almond, and sea salt candy bars too, from Hershey.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe the manufacturing's easy, right? Because they're just changing one ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
But like business-wise, big companies like that, maybe I give them too much credit. I just feel like they have so much data and so many smart people in there.
Yeah,
they can literally search. I mean, we could do it. You could search, see how many people are Googling vegan chocolate. And there's just no way the market's ginormous.
That big? Yeah. No, I don't think it could possibly
be. Or maybe, is it just a virtue signal? Like, hey, man, we're here for everybody, you know? We're not the milk guys. We're the fucking candy guys.
I feel like that there is a drive to try to accommodate everybody, but that is almost never.
No, it's an issue.
Cost effective.
Yeah. Well, or just effective in general. You fucking can't please everybody.
No.
Yeah, get over it. Two things. I thought of Willy Wonka World. How's that not a real place?
Yeah.
I was watching the new Willy Wonka on the airplane. I only got, obviously, like 40 minutes in. It was whatever. But I've always thought of that. Even as a kid, I'm like, dude, how is there not a real place with, like, chocolate rivers?
That'd be cool, too. Once a year, golden ticket contest.
Right? Or that'd something. They could do so much shit.
Yeah, that'd be fucking lit.
They could, yeah, you win a, even if it's smaller, you just win a year free candy or something. Like, it's a genius. And then Nintendo World. Yeah. I don't think there's a legit one yet.
Oh, no, I think there are. I think there is one. I think there's one in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not universal?
Pretty sure. And
because Mario World in here is just universal.
Orlando Universal City Walk is opening a Willy Wonka style chocolate factory this year.
Yeah. I bet it's just a big store. Do the expansion on stuff like that, I wonder if theme parks are like, make an insane comeback. Like LA Disneyland just got like a city pass to have like way more land and expansion. And then Disney World is like fucking throwing in $10 billion to build like two new worlds, like full worlds. Like that, their business must be crushing.
Yeah, there's
Super Nintendo World.
Yeah, Japan. There really? Was also, there was a Wonka themed immersive experience in Glasgow that there's been a lot of coverage of because it was disappointing.
Or if I got like the money, they do it less now. They just kind of make luxury shit. But like Vegas was famous for each hotel having a theme, obviously. Like I'm building a fucking Willy Wonka hotel.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
But Disney built a Star Wars hotel that basically was a fully immersive experience, and that did not do well.
But that's because
it was also super expensive.
That's because it was an experience. Yeah, it was like $10K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But that's different because there are other hotels crush it.
Yeah.
Like the regular ones. Yeah. Like they all have like a regular Animal Kingdom or they have like a Mickey hotel. Those crush it. Yeah. I think that was just because they tried to go over the deep end.
This is pretty funny. The person says, This one in Glasgow, it was basically advertised as this big, massive Willy Wonka experience with optical illusions and big chocolate fountains and sweets. But when we got there, it was practically an abandoned, empty warehouse with hardly anything in it. The police were called.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just that picture shows you there's not very much going on there.
But, like, someone's got to have the money to partner with them, like Hilton or something, and I would just fucking make a sick hotel.
That's even worse.
Yeah. No, who the hell
thought they could sell that?
Or agreed to that licensing.
Oh, yeah.
Someone at Willy Wonka agreed to Joe Smo to put that on.
And who owns the Wonka licensing now?
I don't know.
Is it Amazon?
I thought they were their own, but yeah, someone might have bought them. Because it was Mars, right? Mars candy.
Oh, well, the candy. But there's different licensing.
Oh, for each movie.
Yeah. And the books.
I'm talking about the candy company. Like, Mars should make a world.
Yeah.
They would crush it. And they could partner with, like, a Universal or something if they wanted, but I would just do it myself. Or, yeah, partner with a Hilton and throw one up in Vegas or New York or something. I think it would crush. Because some of the stores are cool. I think there's a giant M&M store in Times Square and in Vegas. And those are cool.
There's definitely one in Times Square.
Yeah, because then you get, like, chocolate from around the world or whatever the fuck. Like, those ideas are cool. I think there's a Coca-Cola one in Vegas, too, where you're trying different drinks that aren't here. Like, but a whole experience seems like a no-brainer. Make some monies. Go test your TRT, kids.
Yes.
And put some foreskin in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. I just.
That's wild.
Nothing else.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, brand new episode Wednesday, Friday. Share this out with your friends. GoodCompanyDiscord.com, 3SB for all your apparel needs. I'm Solomon Mike. Where you want to find me?
I am at the Jim McD on all the social media. This show is 50% facts, where percent is a word. And 50 is just numbers. 50% Facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you next time.